I talk about something I call digital alchemy, which is to me that process of BIPOC folks, specifically Black women, using the tools, the platforms that have been provided, and then using them in a way that they were never intended. So, really disrupting the expectations of a platform like Twitter and a platform like Facebook to do something else. But I don't know that that is always a generative practice. Sometimes I feel like it is coming from a place of reaction. So it is in response to some violence that has occurred, and it is speaking to the moment and using that tool. But generative digital alchemy is something I would set apart and say that there's potential for something else. And it's less about, I do think that Audre Lorde is exactly right. And in that context, she was thinking specifically about what's happening in the academy. You know, do we imagine that getting imbricated into this system and this institution that we know is so harmful, that we can actually disrupt it, dismantle it, undo the institution and make it into something else? And I don't think that that is true. I think she's absolutely right that the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. I do think that what digital alchemy perhaps offers is an opportunity to build a new house with new tools, and that we need to do that work of building new tools. And some of that work happens through, you know, trying the tools that are available to us and realizing that they don't work in the ways that we want them to.